The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the Score. And not just kidding. But,
Afternoons on the Score.
That is the focus right now. And I think when you see last weekend, if you know, we're at the game on that beautiful day in Chicago, you know, with the lake, the nice breeze, it just shows again what we've been talking about. That museum campus is fantastic, and especially with the backdrop of Chicago and the architecture of that city. So that remains our focus at this point in time.
They desperately want to be in Chicago. That is very clear, even though they are the biggest landowner in Arlington Heights.
They desperately want public money, Lawrence. That's what they want. And I think they realize they're probably not going to get much state money in Arlington Heights. And I think they've been shot down on the idea of state money on the lakefront in the spot that now exists, even though the mayor has their back. So now they're going to an old spot, which is now a new spot, because they think maybe they stand a chance to get public money here.
Yes, because it makes more sense. The Michael Reese location right there, what, 23rd and Indiana, around there.
But stretching all the way down, though, to 31st.
That's an area that actually needs to be revitalized. Instead of, like, the thing that really bothered me is someone who spends a lot of time on the lakefront from, you know, as far north as is DePaul to as far south as 83rd Street. Them talking about the lakefront where Soldier Field sits and being like, well, it's not really a lot going on there, fellas. Needs to be revitalized. No, it doesn't. It is very vibrant there. It is a great, the public use of that area, whether we're talking about running trails, bike trails, people on boats, the whole nine yards, 31st Street Beach is amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I ride the bike down there a lot from the South Loop, and that it's absolutely gorgeous. And there's a lot of blocks there east of Bronzeville. I guess it is the Bronzeville Lakefront, where it has seemed ripe for something like this. But I always heard that it wasn't wide enough.
It was too narrow, yeah. Like, a lot of people felt like it was too narrow right there. Like, if you're trying to visualize it, like, think about kind of the last thing you see as you're coming into the city on 55 to Lakeshore Drive. Like, before you kind of, like, loop around, it's that area that's just south of 55 that they're talking about, where Michael Reese Hospital used to be.
Yeah.
I thought that Michael Reese Hospital, or to me, it was 83rd Street. I thought that's where all of the tech people have decided that they're going to plant their flag.
Uh-huh.
Down there on the lakefront would have been really good options for the Bears. That seems to be gone now. Like the
83rd Street.
Yeah, I don't think you can do anything. But
the news, if anybody doesn't know it, is that they've pivoted now away from just south of Soldier Field. And now they're talking with the alderman, the local alderman there, who I assume is the relationship of convenience that you're discussing.
No, I was talking about the relationship of convenience is
The governor?
Is the mayor and the Bears.
Oh, the mayor. Yeah. Well, yeah. The mayor will take anything he can get. But the alderman of
Lamont Robinson.
Lamont Robinson is extremely vocal about this possibility, even though there have been decades of planning and dreams and meetings and hopes for what that area could be for Bronzeville residents themselves. So they would get a little or a lot trampled by this big monolith of a project.
I think that clearly it's a better place to do this because the lakefront doesn't need anything. And because that Kevin Warren keeps fantasizing about, like the views of downtown Chicago, you're right there.
Oh yeah,
still going to have that if you're to build on the Michael Reese site. I'd be more willing for public dollars in that scenario versus it going to the lakefront. But even with me moving an inch towards there being a little bit more public money given to the Bears, the amount of money that I think that they're going to need to do this the right way, it's going to have to be private, mostly private equity for me to kind of be like, I'm down with this.
And this does bump up, this latest proposal does bump up their private investment while still asking for some public money. This seems much more likely as a possibility than the South Lot of Soldier Field thing. A couple things here. One is that there are Metra tracks that go right through the Michael Reese site, and they originally had a plan where they showed, no, we'd build a stadium right on top of the Metra tracks. And people were, the NFL and others were like, we don't think that's a good idea. You know, because anybody could put, I don't know, a bomb on a train, and then when the train is underneath the stadium, you could blow up everybody and everything. That's
dude.
Well, I think maybe
I've seen movies, Shane, so have you.
I think maybe the bigger issue here is, you know, people need to get to work and stuff, and so like the construction around that might be problematic. That's the line that I take, but I now see that that's clearly what you've been thinking about me showing up to this show. I'll know that the next time I take the Metra.
No, I don't think you're doing anything. I just think there's like, you know, a lot of safety concerns.
Yeah.
Have you not seen any movies, Lawrence?
I'm looking at you askance right
Pop
now.
Pop quiz hot shot. Got 50,000 Bears fans with nowhere to park.
That's what I'm saying. And then my other problem is that there's a building called the Singer Pavilion at 31st Street that would have to be demolished for this because they're going to put the stadium, if they do this, down on that side. That was designed by the legendary architect Walter Gropius. Shane, you've been a big Walter Gropius fan.
Yeah, kind of touchy-feely. You know, he's a little too grabby, my guy Walter.
No, Walter Gropius, he was a legendary Bauhaus-era architect.
Bauhaus.
And designer from Germany from between 1919 and 1933. My dad, who owned a furniture store, used to idolize the design aesthetic of the Bauhaus.
Always comes back to Germany for you for some reason.
Yeah, screw him, dude. It's a pavilion. We got tons of them.
Dude, but Gropius,
like the Pritzker one.
The freaking Nazis took down the Bauhaus.
The Nazis.
They took down the Bauhaus.
Are those Nazi tchotchkes?
Thank you very much.
It's my favorite family up on the northwest side, the Nazis.
He was a pretty good linebacker for the Packers, I thought. Ray Natsuki. But they... I did too much there. That's what I always do.
Just one step too far.
But it's your brand. It's all good. People get it.
The architecture god that is Walter Gropius, like his colleague Mies van der Rohe.
Dude, nobody's heard of any of those people.
I disagree.
It doesn't matter. Just stupid pavilion.
Mies van der Rohe.
Which last time it was used for anything that anyone went to?
I have no idea, but it is in the most endangered historic places in Illinois list. Okay? It's a legendary spot. And it's one of the many things that would get destroyed by this plan.
And they've done nothing to fix it or restore it since, right?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, well.
I need to look into that. But you should appreciate Bauhaus, and Bela Lugosi is still dead, okay? You should appreciate the whole damn thing, sir. All right, I've spoken up.
So like I was saying about this, where
thank you.
The choices that you could make, like it makes a lot of sense from a revitalization standpoint.
Uh-huh.
There's actually some meat on that bone that isn't on the bone when you're talking about the lakefront. A texter is right. There needs to be a really deep dive on to what that land is sitting on from an environmental standpoint.
You're big on this. You talked about this with the 78 as well, this big parcel of land. What do you think is underneath the ground in these kinds of places?
I think there's a lot that's underneath the ground in a lot of these places. So I would want the Bears to do right by themselves and the community to make sure that they take a look down there.
Can you be a little more explicit here? Are we talking about pollution? Are we talking about Native American burial grounds?
I mean, there could be all of those things.
Because I've seen Poltergeist, as we take it back to the movies. That could be dangerous.
Or Pet Cemetery.
I don't want to be buried there.
Well, you're not a pet.
Well, I know, but that's... I guess you haven't seen the movie. They do eventually bury people there. Spoiler alert on Pet Cemetery.
I hadn't even finished it yet. Thanks a lot, Speaks.
He tries to bring his kid back.
Jeez.
And he buries him there.
This guy here. Spoiler alert.
Sometimes dead is better.
You got to give us at least 42, 43 years.
Is that how that works?
So that we can enjoy the movie and
I'm
get
still
it
learning.
Right.
It's a new partnership. I'm learning like how long it takes you to watch
you still have never seen Predator, right?
That's true. You've always been the guy most annoyed by that.
I am offended that you've never seen Predator.
Is that about Speaks architecture guy Gropius?
It is, actually. Yes, because he's a little too Gropius.
Speaks was being a real Walter Gropius with me yesterday at Stadium Swim when I had my new Circa hoodie on.
He was giving you the massage and everything.
Feeling my material, you know what I mean? Walter Gropius over there.
He took Gropius notes.
I did.
That's what those are today on this rundown.
I have Gropius notes right here, as a matter of fact. Tanny, your Circa sweatshirt was beautiful. Very, very soft. Very nice. I even enjoyed when you spilled something on it, because then, you know.
Wouldn't you guys love to have, like, a beer with the mayor of Arlington Heights? Like, not press conference stuff, but just a beer with him and be like, dude, what's going on? Like, because this is ridiculous, right? Like, and I'm sure you'd be like, yeah. I mean, they're going to end up here. Might as well just get started. Hey, shovels in the ground by 2025, boys.
See,
shovels in the ground by 2025.
That's 12 whole months in 2025, okay?
There are.
Just like Monday is a long day.
Yeah.
2025 is a long year.
And it's a short year, right? Because this is the leap year.
Oh, so it's only 365?
See? It's a short year. They can't even get that right.
Stupid Bears.
Dumb old Bears with the Bearsing and the Bears.
Oh, God. Just freaking miserable.
Speaking of which, when we come back, Matt Madoff over here is going to explain what's going to go on with those Packers bets.
Oh, boy.
That is next on The Score.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.